I don't know about you, but I am so behind in Oprah's Next Chapter. Are you keeping up? If you are, then you might have seen last night Lady O sat down with Valerie Simpson. It was so touching. She talked about the passing of her husband, Nick Ashford, who died August of last year. They were married 37 years.
There is an emptiness that cannot be filled by anything because you can only be busy so long. I have a feeling of gratefulness for not only living a great life, having a great man, but getting to share that with the world.
That was such a touching and inspiring story. If you get a chance, check out the rerun. Oprah's Next Chapter with Valerie Simpson. While Toni Braxton is handling her finances like a big girl now, at least some would say, she's still battling financial issues, but she's putting her Atlanta home up for sale before it goes into foreclosure. She purchased it back in 04, and she's missed 10 payments since then. She filed for bankruptcy again to save the house, but that didn't work, so now she's forced to sell it. And speaking of selling homes, Usher is definitely a man of his word, and he's done exactly what he said he was going to do as it relates to selling the house that his ex, Tamika Raymond, is living in. As of last week, he has officially put the mansion on the market for $3.2 million. Sources close to Tamika, however, says that she is not fazed, that she is okay, and she has a plan. And how about this? Elmo is being accused of sexual relations with a minor. Sesame Street veteran Kevin Clash, who has been the voice of Elmo since the mid-80s, is now being accused of sexual relations with a 16-year-old boy. The alleged victim, who's now 23 years old, contacted the show's lawyers and told them about his accusations earlier this year. Kevin, however, denies any wrongdoing and admits that he did have relations with the boy, but when he was of legal age. The Sesame Street Workshop granted him a leave of absence while this is under investigation. I guess Elmo isn't the only one being tickled. If you missed Open Mic at Moe's House last week, you missed a dynamic live performance by Who's Next featured artist, the Grammy Award-winning duo, Helen and Terry.
Love, 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 what can I do for you? What can you do for me? What can I do for you? What can you do? What can you do for me? What can I do for you? What can you do for me? What can I do for you? What can you do for me? Big time. What can I do for you, you, you? What can you do for me? What can I do for you, you, you? What can you do for me? What can I do for you, 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 you? What can you do for me?
To hear more of their live performance, or if you are an independent artist wanting to be featured in Who's Next, you can log on to rnbphilly.com. And we are getting ready for our big pre-Thanksgiving feast that's going on here in Moe's House this coming Sunday, catered by Chef Khalil from Catering to Your Whims. On the menu, Southern fried turkey, 5-cheese macaroni and cheese, collard greens, candy yams, and cornbread. You want to join us? Here's your personal invitation. Caller 10 right now at 215-263-1003 to get these stories and more. You can log on to the website at rnbphilly.com.